So there's this law in North Carolina. It's the one that gives you, as a citizen, the power to have an arrest warrant issued against just about anyone you believe committed a misdemeanor crime against you. No need to get a police officer involved in the investigation. Just give a sworn statement, provide a witness, or other evidence if you have it, and a magistrate will usually issue an arrest warrant. You can get some unusual cases, says Mecklenburg Assistant DA Bruce Lilly.
When you have neighbors who are upset about basketballs bouncing into flower beds, the criminal justice system is not set up to solve that problem. Mediators are.
Lilly helped set up the Mecklenburg County Citizens Court last year. The idea is to save time and money.
All rise. This honorable court now reconvene for the dispatch official business. Honorable Theo X. Nixon, Judge Pizzotti, please see you. Come to order.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Judge Nixon. This is private warrant court or citizens warrant court. This is
Judge Nixon encourages alleged victims and defendants to take advantage of mediators the court provides. Otherwise,
those of you that cannot resolve the disputes will be coming back into court and trying your cases out in front of me. Someone is going to be leaving unhappy in that type of situation, so that's something you need to consider in the process.
Several cases get dismissed on the prosecutor's recommendation. There's not enough evidence. Perhaps the most interesting case of the day involved Jonathan Reed and his friend 31-year-old Paul Young of Charlotte. Reed says that Young pushed and shoved him and hit him in the ribs, according to the arrest warrant. Reed's girlfriend is listed as a witness. Reed also alleges that Young accused him of stealing. 2 days after the incident, Young was arrested and booked in the Mecklenburg County Jail. He was charged with assault. In citizens' court, they agreed to meet with a mediator. They returned before Judge Nixon after a couple of hours. They had reached an agreement.
You are Paul Young?
Yes.
You had an opportunity to speak with Ms. Harris, your attorney? Yes. Who are the prosecuting witnesses in this case? If they'll come forward. All right, Mr. Young, you were charged with simple assaults, class 2. Mr. Mayor, I'm sure your attorney discussed that with you. And both of y'all are willing to go forward with this. Who's going to be responsible for the $60 mediation fee?
Sure, I believe it's going to be split.
Other than splitting the $60 mediation fee, the details of their agreement are not disclosed. The charges are officially dismissed after that fee is paid. Not every misdemeanor crime is eligible for citizens' court, like crimes involving domestic violence. Lilly says it's still too early to gauge the success of the program. In December, the General Assembly passed legislation that requires all counties to consider citizens' court. 68 of the state's 100 counties currently offer some form of citizens' court, and 4 more counties are scheduled to have the programs beginning in June. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.